seen the canyon. I meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado, and I ice down a six pack. Ow. Don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you see me go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby. Wildflowers. Take a trail ride if you know what I mean. Hey baby, won't you come with me? Won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI describing what happened on Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday as another assassination attempt. Under arrest, Ryan Routh, who is believed to have been waiting for Trump with a long gun on the course.
Sources tell ABC News that law enforcement's concerned that the gunman may have done surveillance and had some information about the former president's movements. Sources familiar with the matter say Mr. Trump's decision to leave Mar-a-Lago and golf caught some of his top advisors off guard. Sources familiar with his internal calendar say that the trip to the golf course was a last-minute decision.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing union workers still walking the picket line. A federal mediator is set to step in as of tomorrow. It could be a busy weather day for some in the south. A tropical system spreading heavy rain and gusty winds through the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. Shogun Baby Reindeer and Bear and Hacks all picking up Emmys last night. Shogun receiving 18 statues, the most by any show ever. This is ABC News. Chaos at a New York subway station. Two officers confronting a fare beater in Brooklyn on Sunday. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Mattery.
The officers are asking him to stop. The male is refusing to stop. At a certain point on the platform, the male, he mutters the words, "You know, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop following me."
Now, the confrontation moving inside one of the subway cars. The officers saying they shot the man after a taser didn't work. Two bystanders were also hit, including a man who is currently in critical condition, shot in the head. An officer also shot is in stable condition. Flooding in Central and Eastern Europe blamed for at least 8 deaths. Towns in Poland under 5 feet of water. A stalled storm system dropping 3 months' worth of rain over 3 days in some areas. An original member of the Jackson 5 has died. His sons announcing Tito Jackson has passed away in an apparent heart attack. Tito Jackson was 70. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Macy's is here to help you shift seasons in style. Shop fall wardrobe must-haves, like matching knit sets and dresses, quilted jackets and puffers for her, and vintage-inspired sweaters he'll love. And Macy's has great deals on home essentials, like cozy blankets and throws, and modern kitchen appliances. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift card services and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarRewards today at Macy's.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Human remains found near Two Rivers are those of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minert made the confirmation during a press conference Friday afternoon. A skull and some bones were found by a landowner getting his land ready for hunting season in a thick wooded area. The focus of the presidential campaigns remains on Wisconsin. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire Tuesday. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz visited Wausau Friday. Walz campaigned in key states following last week's presidential debate. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stresses hunters knowing their target this deer bow hunting season. The agency says elk are typically 1 to 2 feet taller than adult deer at that shoulder height, and an elk calf would be about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe at this time of year. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 85. Partly cloudy tonight, 62. Sunshine and back to the mid-80s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear skies, upper 50s. Sunny and low 80s on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny and highs around 82. For Thursday night, some showers and storms. On Friday, some storms with a high around 80. Saturday's high, 76. currently 69 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her. They try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Into the room, and everybody watches every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now.
Like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight. I can't concentrate. And I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't
stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs, and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Give all the love in my heart. Oh, it's hard
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jody Messina, stand by me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-60s across the region. Another warm day today, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also this hour, Shelley Meyer with Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin is in our Newsmaker segment, talking about a big workshop coming up on Wednesday on the federal milk market order proposals. And we're going to talk with Shelley more about that here coming up this hour. Well, last week, kind of a crazy week for yours truly personally. Of course, I gave away my daughter on Friday on her wedding day. And that, yeah, I did. All dads know this. All dads with daughters know this. You do everything you can. I'm going to be, you know, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to, yeah, well, whatever. I was a puddle, just like they expected. At least I wasn't a puddle when I was walking Brianna down the aisle. I was able to kind of hold that in place. But thanks. There's a lot of folks that helped out with everything on Friday. A lot of folks even behind the scenes to help me to be able to still do some things here back at the station as well. So many to list. I could go on for 2 hours. So thank you to everybody that helped us out. Congratulations to my daughter Brianna as well on her big day on Friday of last week. And yep, now I'm officially pretty darn old, I guess. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we probably should be playing Happy Days Are Here Again as we talk about the dairy markets. Let's start with cheese. It shot higher last week. Lack of supply or strong demand?
Probably a little bit of both, Lee. But really, the main driving thrust here has been constraint on supply, both on fluid milk and on cheddar production this year. So ultimately, when you get to a place like we are right now in September, right ahead of the holidays, good demand time season, people need to get stuff done. And if they've been sitting on their hands all year, you know, the market, they have to kind of come in and pay up on it because there's just not this overhang of cheddar in the market. Now, that being said, we got over $2.30. So an all-time high last week on cheddar. There are fewer buyers when you get up into this kind of rarefied air. So having setbacks on the price of spot cheese does happen, can and will. I fully expect that to happen. But again, I don't think that changes. If we go down 10 or 15 cents on spot cheese, I don't think that changes the overall dynamic that we're dealing with right now, which is quite bullish generally for the markets overall. Obviously better for on-farm milk margins, but the reality of it is that the structure of the market is still quite bullish.
Well, butter is pretty bullish too yet.
It is, but you know, we had $4 butter in Europe 2 weeks ago, and the U.S. market is basically at $3.17 per pound. It's been sitting within a nickel range of that for over a month. So the U.S. market just is not getting worked up by that. There's plenty of AA salted butter in the country, I still think. So the reality of it is as you see world prices go up and the U.S. market's not doing anything, you give it a day or two, but eventually you start to wonder why that is. So I think butterfat prices are going to remain high even in the next year, but we could still come off 20, 30, 40 cents on the price of butter, and you're still in a high $2 butter market. That historically is a very high price.
And real quickly, in closing, powder's looking very good too right now.
Yeah, we finally broke above, about a month and a half ago, we put in a two-year high on the price of nonfat. The price behavior has been quite bullish. You know, we're constrained again on milk supply, and that leads into all markets, but there is a bigger demand for protein on the nonfat side. I think we're probably getting a little bit ahead of ourselves at $1.40. I do expect the market to kind of trade around in the 130s for some time, but overall, that also is a very bullish market right now.
Thank you, David. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. We're talking with Jeremy Daubert with Cooperative Extension of Virginia. How important is it for youth to learn the showmanship skills and the judging skills?
It's really important. You know, judging is one of those things that teaches kids how to make decisions and justify their decisions by giving reasons. And this is a really important skill for anything they do in their life. And showmanship, that's a whole year-long thing where you're working with animals and training animals and developing that relationship with them.
Kids can learn showmanship without having the best genetic animal in the show ring.
Yeah, that's right. Showmanship puts everybody on an even playing field, so they can bring any animal, and really is how much the kid has worked with them.
You're very involved in many projects. One of them is called Agribility. Tell us a little bit about that, Jeremy.
Yeah, so one of the hats that I wear is Agribility, which is working with farmers with disabilities or injuries. We don't turn anybody away. We can't always help everybody, but we try to see if we can help anybody that comes to help us. And it could be something as simple as aging and arthritis kind of things that people just slow down and need help with assistance on equipment. Or it could be someone that has been in an accident. So there's a lot of variation what we work on.
From what I'm hearing, it seems like people should be involved and just be aware of this, regardless of their situation, whether they have some disabilities or not.
Yeah, that's right. We work with anybody. And like I said, a lot of what we work with is actually people just aging. And as I'm starting to get older myself, get a lot more pains and have to think about how I do things a little bit safer.
Tell us a little bit about just some of the fun things that you've put in place for people that are rewarding when you see them be gratified by getting this little extra help.
Yeah, so every situation's different. So we'll go out to a farm or a property and do the assessment of and see what they need. And it could be something as simple as just extending handles on tools so they can handle stuff better, adding a step to a tractor, to a lift to a tractor that somebody needs to completely get up in a tractor that way.
Let's go back to your cooperative extension hat here, because you do wear many hats. What's going on with dairy producers today?
We're in the middle of a drought here in Virginia, kind of our second year drought, probably a little worse this year in most places than it was last year. So we've been working on producers on how to use their forages they have and how to extend that if they need to, and what they're going to have to do to try and get more fall forages if they need.
Jeremy Daubert with the extension here in the Shenandoah Valley. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Never think better on the home front now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around and mama's way of thinking. Well, daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama mama stayed home taking care of the kid. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night, mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said, more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, but daddy's come around to mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. She laid down the law, but daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the workday's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's coming. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, now daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Paul Overstreet, and Daddy's Coming Round here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 67 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk up 6 to 24.08, November up 1 to 23.41, December steady at 22.10, January up 8 at 20.90. Cheese markets Friday, barrels were up 5 to 248.5, 40-pound blocks down a half to 227.5, 3 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 4.5 to 313, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 139.25, 1 trade. Dry whey up 1.5 to 60.5, 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs also called mixed today. Now, cash cattle traded steady last week. That may provide some optimism to begin this week. Maybe the weakness of cash has run its course. Stability will return to the market. However, the continued weakness of boxed beef has been a concern. And that is one of the reasons why the cattle markets call it mixed today. Hog futures also really have little fundamental news to move the market one way or the other. October live cattle opened the day at 177.65, December 178.50, February at 179.60. September feeder cattle open at 241.90, October 239.12, November 235.20. October hogs open at 78.45, December 71.30, February 74.97. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, the grain markets are mostly lower as they all consolidate recent gains in the market after the WASDE report from last week. Also, outside markets are mostly mixed today. The trade will look ahead to the Federal Reserve meeting this week, in which a rate cut could occur, and that is something that the trade will continue to watch and could affect the grain markets too. December, March, and May corn all down 2.25 this morning. December at 411, March 428 and 3/4, May at 439 and 1/4. New crop 25 down 1 3/4 to 446 and 3/4. November and January beans steady this morning. November at 1006 and 1/4, January 1024 and 3/4, March down 1/4 to 1038 and 3/4. New crop 25 down 0.5 to 1057 and 0.5. October soybean meal up $1.50 this morning to $3.1990. October soybean oil up 1 cent to $39.54. Chicago wheat to December down 8.25 to $5.86.5. March down 7.5 to $6.04.75. Minneapolis wheat December down 9 to $6.26.5. March down 8.5 to 647. Energy markets this morning are slightly higher. October crude oil up 15 cents to 68.80. November up 12 cents to 67.87. Meanwhile, October gas up 1 cent to 193. November steady at 190. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 359, October 359, new crop 364. Cash beans at 922, October 922, new crop 933. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 373 and a quarter, October 368 and a quarter, new crop 368 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 366, October 371. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 358, cash beans 951, new crop 931. At Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 363, new crop 363, cash beans 944, new crop 926. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 373, new crop 369, cash beans 944, new crop 941. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 353, new crop 361, cash beans 956, new crop 938. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 154 to 179, market cows 107 to 135, bulls 138 to 163, calves 280 to 620, beef steers 220 to 315, Holstein steers 170 to 237. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger.
Students attend Girls State to join in an exercise in democracy. This participant was glad to be part of it.
Left or right, just participate. Participate in democracy. There'd be a lot more representation of women. It would help more people get up and exercise their voice.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
tried a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I don't know why you want to start with me. I ain't done nothing far as I can see. And I'm worn out from working too hard. Why don't you give me a break? I know that lately things ain't been so good. I'll make it up just like I told you I would. But I'm tired and I wanna sit down to ease the soul back ache. You say you're having trouble figuring me. I don't believe I'm such a mystery. Baby, what you get is what you see. I am a simple man. I want a job and a piece of land. Three squares in my frying pan. Don't seem so hard to me to understand. I am a simple man. Why don't you give it a rest? I don't know what else I can say to you. I'm doing everything I know to do. And I can't give you anything more when I'm giving my best. Say you're having trouble figuring me. I don't believe I'm such a mystery. Simple man, I want a job and a piece of land. Three squares in my frying pan. Don't seem so hard to me to understand. I am a simple man.
home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just throwing around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. And joining us this morning is Shelley Meyer with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. There is going to be a workshop coming up on this Wednesday, September 18th, at the Sheraton Hotel in Madison. And it's about the proposed changes to the federal milk marketing order system. And Shelley, thanks for joining us this morning. This is like the biggest change in 20 years to the federal milk market order system. Dairy farmers really need to kind of be here for this event.
Yeah, not only do dairy farmers need to be there, but it's going to be important for allied industry and our cheesemakers and everybody that's impacted by what happens in dairy to show up, because it gives us an opportunity to hear, you know, kind of like how did they dial in this process, what changes, the timeline. How is it going to impact your part of the business, depending on what sector you're in? And, of course, as dairy farmers, you know, in Order 30, here in Wisconsin, what is it going to mean to us? So it's really important that we get people there. The nice thing about it is you'll be able to ask questions. We've got a very diverse group of stakeholders that will be presenting. A lot of them are economists that understand the order system, as well as cheesemakers and others. So come and get your questions vetted.
And there's going to be a whole issue of topics discussed. Tell us about some of those topics.
Well, you know, how is some of the regulation or some of the changes potentially going to impact our cheesemakers? How will that ripple down through our milk checks, and how is it going to be implemented? You know, just there's just a ton of details that will fall out of things, and we're not sure exactly what direction it's going to go. They will have had some of their feedback come in by the 13th of September, so we'll know what kind of challenges different regions of the country have with it, and it'll give an opportunity for everybody to be able to ask a whole variety of questions. So the implications of the changes are really where our focus will be.
And that's what this is about, Shelley. It's information. It's not we're for this, against that. It's just here's what they've proposed. This is what it could mean for you, right?
That's exactly. You know, there was a 6 months plus of hearings last year where our lobby groups and individuals in the industry went through what they wanted. Now it's a time to ask questions about what is it really going to mean coming down the line for us. So it's simply education, information that will be happening, not posturing and lobbying. It will be what is it going to mean to me and how is it going to impact my sector, my region, my farm.
This is with we're with Shelley Meyer with Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin talking about the Federal Milk Market Order Workshop that will be held on September 18th. That's this Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m. at the Sheridan Hotel in Madison. Okay, so there's going to be a couple of ways dairy farmers can participate. One's going to be there in person, but if I understand correctly, folks are going to be able to watch via a live stream too?
There's actually three options, and we know with schedules and the timing of this with corn silage and everything else, we need to offer fellow producers a lot of options. So be there in person, which is going to be at the Sheraton Hotel in Madison, if it fits into your schedule. If you have high-speed internet, you can live stream. You'll be able to watch it in real time, or later on you can watch a recording. So it'll be posted on our website. We're actually working just as a partner with University Wisconsin-Madison, with University of Cornell, the overall extension system, and the Rank Agribusiness Institute to provide this recording out to producers. So go on the PDPW website or any of these other contacts, and you register, and you'll be able to listen to a recording after the fact just to get a download of what's happening and what is it going to mean to you.
And then with this, you're going to have 9 presenters, so this is going to be an information-packed day, to say the least.
There are 9 presenters from all over the country, because when we talk about the federal milk marketing order system, it's across the country. And, you know, what's good for in California or Idaho or how it impacts in Texas, I mean, we've got producers from all over the country that will be tapping into this. So those 9 presenters, and it's quite a hat trick to get all of them in one place at one time, but that'll give you a whole carousel of views around the country of what it's going to mean in the different regions.
Again, that is a national workshop on the proposed changes to the Federal Milk Marketing Order with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin coming up on Wednesday from 10 to 3 at the Sheridan Hotel in Madison. And if you'd like more information, just visit the PDPW website, or you can also call them at 800-947-7379. That's 800-947-7379. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Expect another quiet day with plenty of sunshine and winds out of the south in our ag weather forecast. Shower chances look to remain to our north into tomorrow, with better chances for showers arriving by Thursday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 47 to 52%, south winds at 5 to 9, we'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight clear, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, southeast winds at 5 to 7. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 44 to 49%, south winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 80 to 85. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Saturday, cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The performance of grazing animals heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for